Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, May 26, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with the death of my photo stream. By this, I do not mean my personal photo stream, but rather the long-standing feature of the Photos app for Mac, aimed at those who don't use iCloud to mirror and back up their Mac's photos for easy access on iPhones and iPads. Apple on Friday has confirmed that the My Photo Stream service will shut down on July 26 and that uploads using My Photo Stream will stop 1 month ahead of the shutdown on June 26. The feature originally launched alongside iCloud in 2011, but always required users to choose photos from the stream they wanted to save on their device manually. In addition, the copies of the photos used by My Photo Stream were of significantly lower resolution than the originals. Apple recommends switching over to iCloud Photos, which will keep the photos in their proper original resolution, though this may require paying the 99 cents per month or more for expanded storage if you have a lot of photos and haven't been using iCloud Photos prior to this. The only thing users will need to do in advance, according to Apple, is make sure that any photos you want on a particular device are saved to the library of that device. A class action lawsuit against Apple for some MacBook Butterfly design keyboards that had mechanical issues has been settled, with Apple on the hook for a $50 million settlement. Those eligible for their portion of the money must have documentation proving that they owned a MacBook, MacBook Air, or MacBook Pro model that was released in 2015 or 2016. Class members of the suit will receive between $50 and $395 as part of the settlement, depending on how much was spent on repairs to the keyboards and how many requests the settlement gets. Deducted from that fund will be some $15 million in legal fees. Speaking of show us the money, the Writers Guild of America strike in the U.S. is dragging on, but it may only be a coincidence that Apple TV has just hired former BBC unscripted content creator Max Gogarty for its London-based international content team. Ironically, his boss at Apple TV's unscripted content department will be a former BBC colleague, Alison Kirkham. Gogarty is likely to help with more documentaries for Apple TV+, as he's already well known for similar programs from when he was with the BBC. One such project Gogarty worked on was the critically acclaimed music documentary Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World, a co-production with Public Broadcasting in the U.S. Speaking of watching things, the Apple TV Plus hit show Ted Lasso reached an all-time high in viewers last month, with the show landing in the Nielsen streaming top 10 charts. The ratings compiler estimates that thus far in season 3 of the show, viewers have watched a total of 795 million minutes across the 7 episodes aired this year. This means that Ted Lasso as a show has earned more viewers than any other entry from any other streamer, apart from Netflix, and in particular their show, The Diplomat. Ted Lasso is said to be concluding at the end of this third season, but there are rumors of possible spinoffs. Finally for today, an unusual new ad in an unusual new place for Apple, China. The company has released an ad in its series emphasizing the privacy of iPhone compared to other brands, but this one can only be seen on Apple's official Chinese website and stars martial arts celebrity Donnie Yen Jiadan. In the ad, people using iPhones are unaware that men just behind them are looking over their shoulder trying to glean data, a metaphor for invasive ad agencies like Google and Facebook and the tracking they and others do to follow you as you move from site to site to gain yet more personal data for marketers. As the men attempt to obtain info on the blissfully unaware users, Yen steps in wearing an all-black suit, except for the Apple logo as padlock icon seen in the ads, and uses his martial arts skills to dispatch them. The 63-second film features plenty of stunt work and comedy, a hallmark of martial arts action movies. As Apple Insider's senior editor William Gallagher put it, "We'd watch this movie if this were the trailer." You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. If you'd like to support the Apple Insider Daily podcast, we are now accepting sponsorships. Contact information is now provided in the show notes for this podcast. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in on Monday for more. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, May 26th, 2023.